Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie podcast.
The devastating news of the world's oldest man. He's died, guys. He's done. He's dusted. 114. Well done to you, sir. Months before his 115th birthday.
Those last 14 years of his life. I mean, what are you getting up to? What are you doing? Like, what are you waking up to? What are you looking forward to?
Yeah, what did he die of?
Old age. His name's Juan Vincent Perez Mora.
Where did
snake
he live?
Snake bite, Kate, which was, you know,
imagine if you choked on a chicken bone. Yeah. Oh, my.
But imagine if you're one of his kids and you're waiting on the inheritance and you're turning 80 and
they've
going,
died. The kids have died.
When is this old coot going to kick that bucket? Because I need some cash.
I still remember my best mate. I've told you this story, but for an English assignment, he wrote a story, Kate, in year 12, about this war veteran who survived three world wars, an amazing effort, and there was a ticker tape parade for him, and he was being praised for being this hero. And and then all of a sudden, it's just, he gets bitten by a snake in the ticker tape parade, and he died in front of everyone. That was his story.
Everyone likes a twist.
I mean, that's not a true story, is it? Is that a true story?
No, it's not at all.
It's a little bit like that. I don't like to talk about incidences when it comes to air travel, but there was a flight where somebody, when a plane came down, and I think a passenger came out of the plane, but the fire engine behind that was coming to the rescue ran over the person.
Oh, yeah, see, that's a tough one.
It's not funny.
What do you mean?
I survived a plane accident.
Tragic.
I survived a plane crash for about 3 seconds. Until the fire engine got me.
Well, that was
moving right along, guys. Let's get back to Juan. He was a farmer, guys. He had 11 children. So that meant 41 grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren.
It's not the same as if you're 114 and you're the lady and you've had 11 children. I'm just adding that.
Why? Why is that?
Well, to carry 11 children in the body.
And then to reset the kitchen and everything each night, which is a term Tom's made his wife use instead of clean up.
I'm going to do that
from now on.
I'm
going to reset the kitchen.
Yeah. She also said she needed to reset her husband, I think.
Turn him back on and off again.
How do I reset this
manhood? Can I turn this thing off at the wall?
He needs a software update.
Oh, my God. Emma Morano. She was the world's oldest living woman.
Emma.
Emma Morano, she was 117 when she passed away.
Wow.
So she was born in 1899 in Italy.
Oh.
She put it down to good genetics, but also she had a diet of eggs. She would eat 3 eggs a day for over 90 years. She did that. 2 of them were raw.
Eggs are amazing, aren't they? Mm-hmm.
Aren't they amazing? Yeah. You turn into an egg, wouldn't you, though?
Oh, you
for a day
well
for 90
said.
Years.
What else does it say here? She also believes leaving her abusive marriage was a good step.
Very good step.
Couldn't agree with you more. What about this one? The oldest person to have lived in Scotland, Jesse. Jesse made sure that he got plenty of exercise, ate a nice warm bowl of porridge every morning, and never got married. Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
What about this lady? She said Canando in Brazil. A diet of pork, including pig's feet and ears. She made it to 116.
Well, see, this is the thing then, pork. Because one person eats eggs and the other person eats something very high in fat.
Yeah, let's talk about Richard Overton.
Let's do it.
He was a World War II veteran. He lived to 112. You know what helped him? Ice cream and olive oil, wine, cigarettes and chocolate.
Now all at once? All at once? That's a bit gross.
I mean, when you're trying to eat your ice cream and you've got a gasper hanging out of your mouth.
And pouring olive oil on your bloody Neapolitan.
You know what I mean?
So is that Milo on your ice cream? No, it's ash.
Yeah, it's bloody ash. It's a bit of nicotine. And by the way, could you open that bottle of Shiraz for me?
I hope it was ice cream.
Great break, nice and quick.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Really interesting. Do you want to hear about Olive Edwards? She was 110. She was a grandmother from North Yorkshire.
Do you want to live that long?
She said 3 meals a day plus a diet of salmon and asparagus. Her urine would have stunk.
Let's reset the show, hey?
Let's reset the show.
Fitzy and Whipper with Kate Ritchie is a Nova podcast. For more great shows like this, download the Nova Player via the App Store or Google Play. The Nova Player.